This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump wrapped up the annual State of the Union address, highlighting what he says are his administration's accomplishments despite the impeachment proceedings. He said America's respected again around the world.
The days of our country being used, taken advantage of, and even scorned by other nations are long behind us.
Overall, he said the economy is the best it's ever been. The military is completely rebuilt with its power being unmatched anywhere in the world, and it's not even close. The borders are secure, the families are flourishing, and U.S. values are renewed, and the pride is restored. The results from the Iowa caucuses continue to trickle in after a technical meltdown that delayed the outcome for nearly a full day, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
With nearly two-thirds of the Iowa precincts tabulated and announced, the early results show former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders leading the opening contest. Buttigieg is campaigning in New Hampshire, the live free or die state.
Free means more than just living free from government interference. Sure, sometimes it means just that, like ensuring that the government stays out of the business of dictating to women what their reproductive health care choices ought to be.
And Sanders is there, too.
Today marks the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Iowa Democratic Party Chair Troy Price is apologizing for what he calls a coding error, but says that he's confident the results coming out now are correct. President Trump easily won the GOP contest. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Trump administration plans to meet this month to discuss further curbing exports to China and its flagship telecoms company, Huawei, according to two sources. The gathering, currently scheduled for February 28th, will bring together high-level officials for talks after the U.S. Commerce Department withdrew a rule aimed at further reducing foreign shipments to Huawei technologies amid pushback from the Defense Department.